This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 9th. God's word to you today is expressions. Our scripture reading is taken from John 21, verse 17, and it says, "Then Jesus asked him again, 'Peter, son of John, do you have great affection for me?' Peter was saddened by being asked the third time and said, 'My Lord, you know everything. You know that I burn with love for you.' Jesus replied, 'Then feed my lambs.'" This is taken from the Passion Translation. Your expression of love to God depends on your level with God. How an infant, a baby Christian, will express love to God is different from how a child in God, that is not an infant, will express love. How a teenager in God will express love is different from how a child would. And how an adult will express love is different. If you have a child, a baby, an infant, how would the baby express love? By eating, pooing, crying, and sleeping. Yet you would be happy to carry the poo because this is your child. Even when you open the diaper and they wet your face, you think, what a blessing, because you waited and trusted God for the child. When you were an infant believer, did you notice that when you prayed, miracles happened immediately? But guess what? A lot of people want to stay infants in God, but God says no, and they are shocked. What is love for a child? Love for a child, again, it is cumulative. Needs will still be met, but beyond needs being met, love for a child is obedience and devotion. When the child becomes a teenager, again, it is cumulative. Love from a teenager is contribution. Have you washed daddy's car? Have you swept the living room? Have you gone to the market? Do teenagers still go to the market? Note that by market, I mean the open market, not the store or the mall. Perhaps just a few, but in our time, you have to go to the market. Some parents can have a heart attack just from hearing their teenager has to go to the market. When a teenager is properly trained, that is, parents are parenting properly, there is some contribution that will be expected from a teenager. Let's say for us it was to wash daddy's car. The tires and everything must be shining. He comes out and you have not washed the car. He says, "Son, that car is not washed." You say, "Daddy, you know I love you." What will happen? That child will get a new definition of love that day. Spiritual teenagers, workers, you have to contribute to God's house by serving. That is a contribution. Some people are still infants and are fighting God today because they want to remain as infants. They are saying, "God, where are the miracles you used to do?" God says, "No miracles. Go and do what I've asked you to do. Your level has changed." However, when we become spiritual adults, we move beyond contribution. When you become a spiritual adult, your language of love to the Father is reproduction. How many people are you taking care of for Jesus? How many people have come to and are staying in the faith just because of you? How many people are growing in the faith because of you? Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" repeatedly, because he was trying to drive home a message. The problem is, many of us love God in our hearts. God is saying, "I cannot see it anymore, because what I want to see is fruit." It is your fruit that will register your heart with love. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, as I grow in God, help me to be faithful in obedience and devotion, in contribution and in bearing fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.